Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week on The Bachelor... Michelle's season is officially underway as the men try to make a good first impression. Then, one man gets caught bringing notes to the test. Will he get a passing grade? Plus, a shocking elimination on night one. It's the most dramatic season premiere ever. This is The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm Jared Freed.
And we are back for the premiere episode of Michelle's highly anticipated season. I am so excited to see what happens in her season because, man, does she look fucking great.
Oh, yeah. She looks fucking amazing. I think it's going to be a great season. I'm excited.
That's not the only reason why we're excited. might I add. Also because of, like, her in general. And I found out that you guys, she didn't have Instagram until April 2020.
She's America's sweetheart. It doesn't seem like she tries to do these things. Like it feels very natural.
No.
But it is like, it's all the things that, like, I think Bachelor audience kind of like respects, like this idea that you're like, you know, like outside of it. And You know, my hometown is good enough. I don't need to go to San Diego. And I social media, sure. I'm a teacher, so I can't really have that, you know? So it is all like, I think Bachelor Nation loves someone that like could be a Hallmark movie character.
Yeah. Like, and I think she's a Hallmark movie character, but also like not going to take any shit. Like, I feel like she's here for a mission. She's here to find a husband, and that is all she's here for.
Well, she is a teacher. Like, the way she handled drama. Well, they start right from the school, but directly from live from, you know, fifth grade, Michelle's coming to you. The way she handled drama was in a very teacher way. Show me. Let's see. And also, and I don't want to say, like, you know, just because I like Michelle, it's tough to not compare Michelle to Katie.
I know.
But because I like Katie and I enjoyed her season, but the fact that Michelle has this like career that she's like set on kind of helps the show in a way. Like, it doesn't feel like we're just going off to nowhere after this. And that's not to say Katie's going nowhere, but like, I don't know, Katie's opening for Whitney Cummings this week doing stand-up, like,
yeah,
you know,
oh my,
you
know, god, what? I know,
yeah, so
what,
like,
the
this
fuck is that? I'm so sick of this fucking reality TV stand-up trajectory.
I like, listen, man,
Jared, we did it wrong. We should have gotten on fucking Winter House and then and then done this.
And then, you know, rewrote other people's tweets.
Michelle's giving me very much grocery store Joe vibes, where whoever she ends up picking, it's like, you're moving to Minnesota and
totally.
She's going to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Like the end.
But that's kind of like the fun of this. That adds the stakes to it. Like that, you know, like I don't know, like the career matters. I think like if The Bachelor, and this was male, female, it doesn't matter. If The Bachelor was like, yeah, I'm going back to being a lawyer after this, you'd be like, whoa, you know, like there's like,
are you okay? You
know, whoa, shit. Like, who? Okay. You know, shit's real. There's real stakes to it. You know, it's not like, we'll see, you know, like it feels like Michelle has like, is really here for it. So it was fun last night.
And yeah. She sent out her first tweet, got on Twitter last night for the first time ever. Got a
I
Twitter
love
account
her.
Last night.
Man,
that I wish it was me. I wish it was me.
She's like I feel like she's like the person in high school that everyone's like, isn't she great? You know, like it's like, you kind of like they're outside the fray. They show up to a party every now and again, but they don't seem like they need the party. Like it just has that vibe to her.
She's like prom queen because everybody's like, well, you know, Michelle's never done anything to slight me. I'm going to just go with her.
And she probably never will.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before we get into it, guys, make sure you are following us on Instagram, The Bachelor. Make sure that you are subscribed to our newsletter, The Bachelor Breakdown, betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown.
Yeah, this is a 360-degree operation, people. If you're not, you know, this isn't just a podcast. This is a world. So you got to get involved with the, you know, the Instagram is like, you know, breaking news that you know, Chris, you're breaking news there. There's like real things going on. There's a real, you know, there's a connection between Instagram and podcasts.
Yeah. I'm a regular old Anderson Cooper.
Well, let's do the synopsis.
All right. So first, Michelle is in a dress that costs more than Katie's entire season's budget.
Then Ryan learns the hard way why you don't bring your Cliff Notes into the exam.
And finally, Michelle shows us she is not going to be pushed around this season.
Yeah. The dress wow.
What do we call this?
I decided to call this. I took this from Chris. I saw him tweet it last night. By the way, if you're not following us on Twitter, Bachelor Pod on Twitter, Chris is tweeting and keeping that going all night. But I said Room Raiders. That is so funny. And I missed that show.
I didn't make the connection until you guys were saying it. And that's so funny.
I think about that show like twice a day. Like I'm like... It's such an insane premise for a show. Anyway, I called it Take Notes, Boys. Pun intended.
I like that. And I wrote, no notes were allowed for the test.
That whole situation is so fucking crazy. I can't wait to get into that because...
Yeah, before we get into that, we, of course, meet Michelle's parents again, who are like the quintessential couple that everyone is supposed to dream of.
Before that, we started her school.
Oh, I mean, I think imagine in like 10 years being like, no, my teacher was on the I've been on The Bachelor. Like my teacher was The Bachelorette. And that's why I think it's OK to date 30 guys at the same time, because my teacher did.
Well, they didn't think it was OK. They were the judgiest students I've ever seen. They're like, I don't know. If you got to date 30 people, do what you got to do.
I guess you got to do it.
Yeah. They all turned into like old people. They were like, you know. And she goes, guess how many? They're like, five? She's like, no, it's 30. Like, you know, like she just like... It was funny to see that there were like four students whose parents signed the release. I can't believe any parent signs up for that. Or, you know, like what parents like, yeah, okay, you know, spend like what class is that done during? Like what's going on?
Honestly, that was definitely the parents who said yes to this are definitely parents who are like serial watchers of The Bachelor. Like I would sign the release for if I had a kid,
sure,
so they could be on the show.
Oh my God, see, I would not. I would be like, absolutely not. You are way too young to get involved in that bullshit already.
I mean, I'd be negotiating their contract, but you know.
I also know the audience is so judgy. Like I'm looking at the kids like judging, you know, like you just can't help you. Like you were in, when you turn on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, you're in judgment mode. Like, so like, to throw kids in there, you know, like, I just, it is so funny to me to watch them be like, so what's, you know, how many are you, like, just, it's, you know, the reason the kids say the darndest things was a show for a long time.
Or it's parents who, like, have no idea, like, don't care, and are just like, what is it? Yeah, like, I'll sign this thing. I am late for work.
Yeah.
But then we get into her parents who've been married for 33 years. Blah, blah, blah.
Which is so funny because, you know, a lot of the families that we've met on here, there has been some sort of like trauma or like I didn't grow up in a good family life or like, you know, something. And she's like, my parents are the epitome of love. They've been married for 33 years. Like they never missed the game.
She blames them for her being single. She goes, I'm single because, you know, that's the, you know, the ultimate. I'm trying to get to that.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I mean, that's fair. My parents have been together for like like since they were 15, so they've, and now they're like 65, so that's what, like 45 years or something.
Yeah,
like
my
that.
Parents have been together for 43 years, so it's like,
yeah, and look at us.
Still single.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's nice. Her parents seem great. And then I think we should just get to the guys, because
let's do it.
That's what the moment we're all been waiting for. We start, the first guy is Chris S., who says, there's always the guy that's like, you could say that I'm a mama's boy. And I'm like, yeah, okay, we get it. You like your mom. Most of these guys like their mom.
He's such a Southern mama's boy that he picked up and moved to LA. You know, like, it's like,
right. He lives in West Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. He's really, yeah. He's, oh, mom, I got to go. I got to go be a personal trainer. Like, I, you know, and then he's like, I'm goofy. And he wears the water wingies and he comes in wearing the shorts off the school bus. And it's like, I don't know. I'm really not excited for Chris post Bachelorette. You know, like,
no, it's going to be a lot.
And I think Michelle was like, okay, like, you're dressed like a student. This is weird.
Well, he came in and he was like, you might give me an A. I might give you a D. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, and she was, like, not having it. She, like, dropped his hands.
She was not having that.
No. And you know, it's also, like, the shorts made him look shorter. I don't know if he's shorter than most of the guys. Is he short? Like, because I was looking at him, I was like, man, in this house, because there are some tall dudes.
Yeah, he looks like he would be short. He was in the front row.
He's got
definitely
short face.
A short dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we move on to Joe. And Joe grew up in the same town as Michelle, graduated at the same time. They, like, apparently talked on Insta.
So they both played D1 basketball. So they seem like a good match, but then she says, I recognize you.
Because they play, like, D1 basketball.
Well, I mean, you
well, they're from the same town. They're
same
from
town?
It's
I
true.
Don't know. I don't know. They playing D1 anything, you're like, you're used to the structure, team aspect. I don't know. I just, it was so interesting to me that she called it ghosting.
Well, I mean, I guess that
out.
Would be.
That's
I
what
think
saying,
you can ghost someone you've never met.
Can you?
If you talk online and you stop talking to someone, that's ghosting them. Like, it's there's obviously degrees of ghosting, but that is a ghost. They stopped answering.
I thought this was kind of blown up, much to do about nothing. Like, to me,
I kind
like,
of agree.
Yeah, but and she even said, she goes, we DM'd about basketball. And it's like,
my whole thing was like, why did you stop answering my messages? Because you couldn't answer my messages, but you applied to be on The Bachelor to come meet me. I was messaging you. You could have just fucking answered the message and we could have been married by now. I feel like that was the confusing thing for her. And I got that was like, why are you here if you couldn't message me back on Instagram?
And I'll agree with you too, as far as, because what Kay said, she downloaded Instagram in April 2020, so I guess like this all happened very recently too, so
so she already was who she is, like she already was on TV, so he probably like it seems kind of contrived.
In his defense, you know, so let me ask this question, is it okay to ghost over a dating app more because it's in the realm of dating than it is DM?
Look, I have no problem with ghosting someone on Insta that you've never met. Like, if you don't want to be talking to them, then I think that is the right way to go about it. If somebody on Insta said to me, like, hey, like, I'm just not into you, I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why did you say that? Just stop answering. I think the issue is stopping answering and then showing up on the show. It's weird.
I think the mistake Joe played was the way he played it. Like, the way he played it where he was like, I don't know. It's like, dude, your entrance should be about that DM.
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
You know,
thank
like
you
should call it out. Just be like, because I do think it's normal to be like, I understand what you're saying. And I think that's kind of the hardest part about being the Bachelor or Bachelorette is the hovering of fame, the ghost of Instagram future that kind of haunts this house, as we saw, we'll talk about with Ryan. But I'm saying, so you are paranoid. Like, I think like any bachelor or bachelorette comes on paranoid because they are already successful. They're being paid to be on the show. They're going to have a following no matter what. So they're dealing with a lot of people that don't, that are a little bit desperate. Desperate for love and, or fame. So they have to suss that out.
And I think like the difference with Michelle and previous bachelorettes is they've always been sussing this out. But I think like Katie, for example, also was, you know, she's like, I know I'm not fully here for the right reasons. Yes, Katie's there to find love. But Katie also was happy to be bachelorette, I'm sure, for a career on Instagram where you can make a lot of money and do whatever you're passionate about. I feel like Michelle doesn't care about it at all.
This is
so
where
she's like, I don't even get why you would do that at all.
This is where it comes back to like having the career, like, you know, Michelle being like, I'm a teacher. I'm in Minneapolis. That's it. We're going to Minnesota. Like,
we're going to Minnesota.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Like I like really respect, I think like that, way of thinking. Like, she's very set in, you know, after this show, she feels like she's going to be like, like, you know, yeah, like one of those, the few couples that just like drop off Instagram and do what they said they were coming to do. So, yeah, I don't know. Joe, I don't trust him.
If Joe had come out and been like, hey, like if his line, his cheesy line,
the entrance
was like,
needed to be that.
It needed to be that. That, because what he looked cagey about it. Like, she's like, wait, I recognize you. And she's
like,
yeah,
I feel like he thought she would be like, I'm not going to say this, but it's weird. And she's like, is your last name Coleman?
Yeah,
is
yeah,
your
yeah.
dad Stacy and Michael over on Chris
Foley
Lane?
Has the last four of your social? 8526.
You're right.
It needed to be about that because it would have broken the ice. It would have gotten it all out there. Would have been done with. But the fact that he didn't say anything is weird.
Yeah, and I guess they have a very serious conversation about it, and he gives pretty, you know, pretty reasonable reasons, you know, with what was going on in his life, you know, financially and just what's going on in the city that they both are from. So, like, you know, you go, okay, like, but it's like, I don't know, the idea that, like, there's someone out there that's like, I've been ghosted too, from a guy that, like, sent fire emojis. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay,
well,
you know, that's not
I also feel like his reasoning made sense, obviously, to us, but to Michelle, she was like, no, bitch, I was there too. Like, I was in the same city at the same time, dealing with the same thing with students. Like, you could have told me that. Like, if anyone in the entire country could understand where you were coming from, it would be me. So I think she does not trust him, but she, like, has a crush on him. And I think she's going to see... Yeah.
Well, I think also, like, this happens on dating apps all the time where you have immediate, like, you feel immediately comfortable with anyone that knows the streets in your hometown. So, like, even if someone was like, oh, we were 4 years apart in high school, they go, you know, the teachers, you know, the same mascots. It's comfortable right away. So, like, someone like Joe, I would imagine, like, as much as it's like, is he here for the right reasons? It's also like, he knows, where I went to high school. Like, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
We'll see, Joe. We'll see.
We'll see. I don't think it's going to work.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 perfume mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 perfume mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great.
you know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BETCHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BETCHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BETCHELOR10.
Yo, Nate is so attractive. Like, I need them to be together strictly for aesthetics.
I think it was Andrew from Katie Season tweeted, like, Nate's a 6'8" Chris Brown lookalike. Obviously, he wins.
I mean, he is literally so tall. He's, like, gorgeous. I mean, them together, even seeing them together when they met, I was like, oh, my God, this just looks correct. Like, I would buy the video.
A personal rule, don't trust a guy with one dangly earring is my vibe. I mean, there's something toxic there. But you know the dick is good. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a right. dangly earring is like such a red flag.
What does Nate do and how did he go from Canada to living in Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Austin.
It is. He's from Manitoba.
How does that happen? I don't trust anyone that moved to Austin on a whim. Like, it's just like,
there's something up.
What's going on?
He also was like, I hope Michelle loves road trips because I'm always running from the law. That was like...
Enough. I mean, like, everybody's moving to Austin these days. Like, I've seen so many memes about, like, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you don't have to move to Austin. Like, what?
Yeah, it's like the new Denver.
But it's also like, what gold are you chasing there? You know, like...
The sales executive, so yeah, whatever that means.
I want to move to Austin to work for Dell Computers. You know, like, what?
Yeah. Like, yeah, like, I feel like we all moved to different cities, but... Like, I didn't move to New York to be an influencer. Like,
no. Austin has some of that to it. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, when you go,
there's not like a big, like, what is the scene in Austin other than, you know, like, I moved to New York because that's where I had to move to, like, try to do comedy.
Yeah.
But what is Austin's thing?
I don't even know.
Then we have Chris G, who is also from Canada. His room is raided by Caitlin and Tayshia, and they love him. He's a speaker with a nonprofit.
Yeah, from Nova Scotia. I can't get over the initial when we were recapping the guys last week. He is the one that wore the sweatshirt under the suit.
Yeah,
and that really resonates with me. And I know he's gonna if he stays on. It is going to show up this season.
But I feel like that could have been a producer move.
He feels like a producer guy. He's really good at, like, transition. You could tell that he's going to be the guy that's like, so this week we went to blankety blank. You know, like, you can kind of tell he has that energy to him. Like, even he comes on, he sees Michelle and he does slam poetry or something. And it's like, you know, they go, they room raid his room because he's probably a guy that they liked already. Like, feels like, you know, he's the guy that's going to be our narrator guy that makes it too long but never really talks to Michelle.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And then we get to Ryan, who Caitlin and Tayshia raid his room and finds the absolute jackpot.
Man, that was a sad moment, to be honest, because I feel like...
No, Kay, don't say it.
Kay liked him. Kay liked him.
Kay
will be...
No. Kay, have you been DMing him?
No. No, I have absolutely not.
Kay's weekend next weekend involves Ryan. Kay's doing a TikTok with Ryan.
Yeah,
I'm helping it. I actually wrote those notes for him.
I mean, the notes are in depth.
Yeah,
that is more prepared than I've ever been for anything in my entire life.
That is, I mean, it was crazy. It'd be one thing if it was just like a quick, like, one sheet of like bullet points of like random tips. This was folders and pages of stuff.
Pictures.
My whole thing, he was the worst, absolute worst liar I've ever, like, he was, well, like, I've only seen it for 2 hours, to be honest. And then it cuts, he's like, well, I would watch and I would take notes about, like, this episode. I would watch the episodes. And I'm like, you said 5 seconds ago you've seen this one episode. It was insane.
I mean, his story changed 7 times. He's like, it's my friend's wife took the notes. I took the notes. I've never seen the show. And you go, dude, I mean, like, honestly, like, the idea that someone, like, has a strategy coming in is not that far-fetched to me. Like,
no,
it is, it's
like,
pretty
that
normal.
Makes sense.
But like how much was there to remember? Like, you couldn't, like, you had to bring the note. Like, were you gonna be studying every night? Like, what was
like taking notes on what things that had happened throughout, like, each night, like coming back to your room being like, okay, so Chris S said this, or Clayton showed up wearing this, like, and then, you know, what is, he should have taken a note on not to get caught with your nose.
I mean, someone,
or like, don't get caught taking notes.
Do
like
you
the
guys,
top thing.
Do you guys think that they were tipped off and that's why they did the room raider thing? Do you think they were like, this guy, we pretty sure this guy's like all over Bachelor. You know, I mean, right now, like, if you go to his Instagram, he was on Bachelor Live, this week.
Yes, so, he, like, was the Bachelor.
He was the Bachelor on Bachelor Live, which Bachelor Live is a live show that is produced by the Bachelor franchise. Like, it's not like, that's in, that's part of the company. Like, Ben Higgins hosts it. So, like, you know, they must have known this guy was kind of thirsty for being involved.
And, like, I went and looked at his post for when he was on The Bachelor Live. And first of all, God, I love Bachelor Nation being able to, like, suss all this out. So, like, it was like an Instagram post.
Yeah.
And it reads, Bay Area, it's official. I'm excited to announce that I'll be the San Jose Bachelor when #BachelorLive on stage comes to town. Tuesday, February 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the San Jose. Like, it is so.
And that was before taping?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they knew. They knew this guy was like.
Because this was Bachelor Live was before COVID.
Oh, yeah.
It was before COVID. Because I remember wanting to go. And I don't remember why I didn't go or went, whatever. But, and it was before COVID. So, like, him not knowing anything is so.
It just got icky. Like, you know, like, you're lying. We're watching the lie happen. Like, and, like, how smart, how dumb do you think everyone else is? Like, there's a point where you go, yeah, I'm a huge fan of the show. I took notes and, yeah, I wanted to be on the show. You know, like, I'm here, like, more for the show than the person. And that's kind of that's the only way out.
He got caught, like, that's it. And like, I would have been like, well, fuck it. Yep.
It was just weird watching and be like, there's nothing in those notes that, like, makes me different than who I am and blah blah blah. It's like, dude, there's like 50 pages of notes.
And it said emulate Jason Tardik on it. Like, also, if you never watched the show, how would you know what that meant? And number two, I feel like Caitlin read it and was like, well, he's not that bad.
Well, that's a weird part, too, is like Caitlin and Tayshia's reaction to it. Like, listen, if the whole premise is they're her girl gang and they're here to, like, help a girl out, you don't go straight to your girlfriend and go, hey, there's a guy with, like, pretty fucking gross notes here. like, you don't. And I know they want a moment. It's a show. And I live in the land of, like, letting the show happen. But, like, I don't know. There's a fun way where you go tell Michelle and be like, and then fuck with him. You know? Like, I don't know.
Oh,
like,
my God.
They did fuck with him. But, like, I just, like, Michelle's literally like, I kind of had a connection with him. And then they're like, we're going to have
so
to talk
off,
to you about
but...
that. It's like, nothing.
Yeah.
Caitlin and Tayshia just continue to look like evil stepsisters in this whole process.
And then you have Michelle going in to go look at the notes, and it was like big teacher energy all up in there.
Oh my God.
The way she was holding the notes, and he was like, "Should I?" And she's like, "Yeah, can you go?" And like you know, when
oh,
like,
I love that. She was like,
"Teacher's going over the answers in front of you."
Or when the teacher's like I remember once in high school, two kids, like the girl that sat in front of me and her best friend sat next to her, and they were so stupid, and they cheated. And they both handed in the exact same essay. And then the teacher like stood there and was like, read the first sentence. And it was word for word. And they were like, oh my God, weird. We're just best friends. We must think exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like that was kind of the vibe. Like there's no getting out of this. Just
yeah, really you're not it. Smarter than everyone here.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Then we have the new bachelor, Clayton.
Clayton, I guess a look that like we're used to on this show. He's a big dude, like Midwestern, you know, corn-fed football player, you know, like
yeah, he but, like, is the personality corn-fed,
of a,
honey.
Of like a saltine cracker. Like there's nothing.
It doesn't like, seem like there's too a lot. Nice. And he did the ruler thing. It's like you're going to spank him. Like, it's like, it doesn't even feel like true to him. Like, it just didn't.
Yeah, that felt weird. That felt off brand for him.
Yeah.
Especially like when he had his mom on. His mom, like, she's like, Clayton's amazing, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, spank me, you little brat. Like, what?
Yeah, he's like, spank me, bitch.
Yeah, it's just. It was weird. And it's like weird knowing that he's the bachelor. Like it's weird knowing like
it is
now.
Weird, especially because ABC has not officially announced it, but everywhere else has.
There was a parade in his town.
If you watch the season preview, it's like he obviously gets very far.
Yeah.
But whatever. We'll see. Then we have Jamie. I was surprised. So there were several guys whose pictures were terrible. And then when they were on TV, I was like, they are much more attractive on television.
Jamie looks the exact same.
I thought he had more game. Like he had
more game, but he definitely looked 80 years old.
Okay, yeah. Let's not say 80. Let's say like 45.
He looked old. He looked old. I gotta
40,
say.
Like he looked like 50s. He looked middle-aged.
Middle-aged.
Which is alarming because he's 32. So yeah. Think about when he's actually 50.
I mean, liked him. He did have good energy. Like I liked, you know, Michelle when she gave her speech. Jamie's sitting there like a stage mom, like hyping her up, which was kind of funny. But they had like the camera like on him while she made the speech, just like just giving eyes of like, you can do it. Keep going.
When we all find out that Jamie's actually like 65 and he's been lying on the show, he was cast originally for Bachelor Seniors. And then when they decided not to do it, they were like, well, he's the only one in the pool. We'll just move him over.
Move him over. He's the only one that could play both.
Pardeep, I thought much taller and hotter than...
Taller, way
so much
taller.
Hotter in person and right? Taller, yes.
Right, they did his ass dirty in those pictures.
Yeah, he is very cute, and you can tell that he has like he had little snippets here and there, where they would show him. First of all, more airtime for Pardeep because we love it because he seems like he's going to be like funny and have like a personality a bit.
Well, Pardeep is kind of part of like. Listen, I'm not. I'll speak for myself. I've never seen someone who looks like Pardeep on the show, which is like such a breath of fresh air. And that's something to be said for the whole season. You got to hand credit. The whole cast, none of these men look like they would have met ever in their lives. It's kind of interesting. Like, yeah. You know, like they all, yeah. Like it is quite an eclectic group.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Casting did well this season.
It's like they care.
Until yeah. We meet LT, the yoga guru who had no goddamn pants on.
So I was told that's Clint Eastwood's grandson.
There we go. That makes sense. He's whispering about his pants as he's riding a horse into town.
LT.
What the fuck? Imagine being Clint Eastwood and having a legacy of Clint Eastwood, and then your grandson goes on The Bachelor. Like, what? Switch places with you, LT. I'll become a fucking movie star, and then
So I'm on a random website right now. I just Googled Clint Eastwood's grandson. Clint Eastwood's secret grandson will be competing on The Bachelorette.
Secret
grandson.
Personal
trainer LT Murray will be participating on The Bachelorette. Why does this matter? Because he happens to be the grandson of Gran Torino star Clint Eastwood as the ABC reality show enters its 18th season. At the age of 91, Eastwood has had several relationships of different manifestations. I guess this is...
Clint Eastwood is 91 and still in movies. Like, come on.
I know.
That's incredible.
But I was looking at LT at the end during the rose ceremony, and there was this like one shot where he looks like almost evil. I don't know. He looked...
the Eastwood blood.
Yeah, his eyes are piercing.
Which makes sense. He does have Clint Eastwood eyes, really. Like, yeah.
The blue, the deep blue eyes.
And like the like furrowed brow and stare. Then we have Rick, the poor guy the producers made come in with his head on a platter.
That dude. Honestly, that poor thing.
Also, his look is, I don't know. Did he shower or was he just sweaty from the head platter thing?
I think that he might have just been sweaty and nervous. And like the way he was giving the speech where he was like, well, tonight we have a blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It looked so like, can I do this again? And then he would like weirdly smile after it. And I'm like, what is happening?
He's also like been kneeling for however many hours. Like,
yeah, is he sitting in a chair or kneeling? Oh, his knees.
He's probably like sitting crisscross, like under the table, just waiting for somebody to open the lid.
I have to say, when you do the thing that you have to like continue the whole night, I give a lot of credit to that person because obviously that's a deal that's made like with them and the producer or whatever. It is interesting that he gets out of the table and he has a moment with her and he's like, this is how I want it to be. I want it to be funny all the time. And you're like, dude, you did one gag. It's like your friend who dresses up for Halloween and they think all of a sudden that makes them hilarious and they like do the character the whole night. You're like, you did one thing. I don't know if you're funny yet.
We got the video. Yeah.
No, I totally agree. I'm like, you're going all out here because you're not usually, like, if you think this is so crazy and funny, you're not funny.
Exactly.
Like, I'm like, I'm in costume 200 days out of the year, you know? Like, this is, I'm not impressed by this.
Your one night.
And then we have Rodney, who also I liked Rodney.
Rodney dresses the apple. I thought the apple was a good decision. Apple a day type of thing. Fits in with the teacher thing. Michelle knew an incredible amount about apples. That was hilarious.
I did love that he was like, okay, bitch, I wasn't planning on your ass knowing every variety of apple.
Like, granny apple or something?
Granny Smith.
Like, that is the only apple that's green.
And he's like, okay.
She was like, there's a million... I was hoping he'd be like jazz apple. I remember always like seeing those at like Trader Joe's or something.
Red Delicious would have been the go-to answer because that's like hot. Hello.
Yeah.
I do like a Granny Smith though. That's a funny answer. Granny Smith.
I think that his costume out of all of the like gags and bits and everything, like this is the nice middle ground way to go. It's not too much. You're not coming in on a fucking school bus. You're not, you know, in a room service cart. Like, you wore an Apple t-shirt and you can still see your body, your face, and you can move around and be a part of the group. And it's still like a little gag.
And he definitely is tall. I thought he was short just based on his picture. Good looking dude.
He does look like he'd be short.
He does. Yeah. He's got the head of short. He's got short face. Like,
he's got
Chris,
short
but
face.
Actually tall. Yeah.
True.
Then Peter, the pizza guy. So here's my thing with Peter, the pizza guy. I think Peter, the pizza guy, is probably a much nicer and down-to-earth guy than he's portraying himself as. I feel like, you know, people who act like a douchebag because they think it's going to make people like them? Like,
Yeah.
And his also, energy's off.
He absolutely screamed when he like, it was insane. He was like, Buongiorno, Michelle! Yeah. I was like, that, like, no, take him out. I don't want to see his face ever again.
Immediately, it's, no.
Yeah.
Immediately, no.
Immediately.
I'm
have the same
vibe.
I'm telling
you right now, I've seen what I needed to see.
It's like when someone's like, go bigger. And then, like, it's like they're like, yeah, you got to be high energy. You got to go big. And he just, like, went wild. You know, like, and he's also,
too much.
He also did the Italian thing where Italian is my personality now.
Yes.
You know, like, it is just, like, it's too much. We get it. Gabagoo.
That is my biggest pet peeve. I'm like, we get it. Your family is of Italian heritage, and you live in New Jersey. There's such a person like that that's like, well, I'm an Italian, you know, so that's why. I'm like, no, you're not. Your great-great-grandmother came from Italy, and now you love people. My grandmother came from Italy when she was, like, 10 years old. Do you hear me fucking talking about gabagool and pizza all the time? No.
And then it becomes an excuse for when they do bad things. Like anytime, you know, like where they're like, oh, but I'm Italian. You know how we are. And it's like, we are all, what? Like, what are we talking about?
Like Andrew Cuomo, for example, being like, we're Italian. We kiss on the mouth when we meet somebody.
And not to beat up on Italians, because people do this for many different aspects of life. This happens with the Boston person that moves away from Boston. All they talk about is, in Boston, this is how we do it. It becomes this background thing is my personality thing is what kind of Peter is. It's like enough. Like, he went from pizza to cannoli. Like, what's going on? What's going to be next? You know, like, we're going to do Sunday sauce.
Spaghetti.
Sundays with Peter. The competing brand. The competing brand, grocery store Joe.
Where were we? So then we have Brandon J coming on a bed. Brandon J seems like a douchebag to me.
He looks 20. He looks 20 years old. He looks very young compared to all the other men and her especially.
Yeah, he does.
The way he speaks is like he's filming a porn at the beginning of he's like, yeah, but so why don't you come and like sit down next to me? And I'm like,
he should have came in on a race car bed.
I think he needed I think Brandon J is hot, and I would have liked that.
Okay. Oh my god.
Listen, that's not to say he's a good looking, but he just looks young. It's young.
He does look young.
Also, the bed was like a mix of not being that mature looking of a bed. Like the sheets, I don't know, whatever. Then we have Michelle. So now she's talking to all these guys at the same time. I think she was super confident. She did not seem that nervous. But again, she's used to talking to students, I guess, all day, every day. So
She's very comfortable being in the spotlight and with all these men around, for being a girl who apparently was never picked for prom or homecoming, but always picked on the basketball team. So it makes sense, I guess, that she's comfortable around dudes because she's used to just like friend zoning them or being friend zoned.
Yeah.
I mean, it is interesting to watch the men talk about her talking. Like, it's like, it is as if they've never spoken to a woman in their entire life. Like, they're just like, oh my God, so confident. I mean, the way she spoke, I mean, like, she just, you could tell right away. And it's like, do you ever have, like, a conversation with women? Like, like, have you met one woman that has impressed you? Like, I don't know. It was just such a weird, like, how impressive was that speech for them to all go, oh my gosh.
But that's how they all are. Like, when the guy said that same thing with Katie, like, you're the most amazing, this is the most amazing girl I've ever met, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, Katie's amazing, but, like, the way you're acting and how, like, crazy, like, Greg was so over the top about Katie, yeah. And you're like, oh, have you never been on a date with anyone else or been on another good date
that speaks
crazy. Like, yeah.
The gushing is just like, oh, like, you could also say she was great, you know, like, you could say that. I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess in a competition space, we don't know what it's like when you're like, I gotta, like, look like I'm the most into her as part of, like, maybe winning, so that could be part of it.
Yeah. But then Nate gets the first impression rose and the first kiss.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna be around. Yeah, I mean, he is obviously hot. Like, there's no, he's hot. I would be tricked by his charm in no time, but I do think he is a liar. There's something about him.
Good looking height. Do you think there's something up?
Yes,
there's something up. I feel like there's something up. There has to be, because there's too many good things happening. And I was about to use the whole, like, oh, well, the first impression rose usually goes to, like, either a winner, because that's what it used to be. Like,
yeah, they
track record of first impression rose. That's who they end up picking. But, you know, Tayshia didn't do that. Katie ended up not doing it. So it's like, that doesn't necessarily mean anything now. But I do think, he's going to get far, but I think there's going to be some sort of mess up. But we don't see Michelle crying in any of these in any of these promos. That's one thing that I noticed. Like, there's no,
because she's a boss ass bitch. She's like,
yeah,
I'm not going to cry about like these fuckers.
Because usually, like, when they do the whole, like, season promo or whatever at the end of the show or whatever, like a sneak peek at the season, there's always, like, you know, Katie was crying in the bathroom and, like, all this and that. You don't see much drama anywhere with Michelle. There's, like, a few things with the guys, but that's it.
Yeah. Okay, and then, so Jack, Jomari, Brandon K, and Edward all go home. There were some surprises, I thought. I thought poor Jack came all the way back from the army, dressed like somebody that was on the Titanic as it sank, and he had to go home.
I mean, him talking, being like, my name is Jack Russell. I'm like a dog.
That was weird.
And I'm playful. You're like, dude, you got to get out of here. Jomari's voice was so deep. Jomari's voice.
I don't even think it was real.
It was amazing. I wanted him to sing in a barbershop quartet. It was so great.
It was the
lowest voice
I've
ever heard.
What?
I just wanted him to go sleeves. Boom, 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 boom.
He looked like a stripper that you would hire to come to a bachelorette
party. Did Brian stay or go?
He
stayed.
I don't
know. I was just about to ask that.
He stayed.
Brian stayed?
I believe he wasn't in the four, because it was those four and then Jet and then Ryan.
Because I got messages being like, listen, I'm pulling for Brian. Thick boy season.
I think he stayed. I watched it twice because that's my goddamn life. And I think he stayed. Okay. I have to take the notes and tweet, okay? I'm not a magician.
No, I, Brian, we didn't get to him. He's an NFL player, but, like, we have never seen that size on this show. Talk about eclectic cast. I was proud of Brian.
We love to see it.
I have inside information that someone told me they hung out with Brian, and this guy has no issues getting women throwing themselves at him.
There's no way. Look at him. I would never think that he had issues getting women.
I would never think he had an issue, but this was the message I got. Like, it was like, it wasn't like I was like, Brian can't get a girl. Good thing he's on this show. It was just like, hey, I know Brian. Well, I've gone out with him. The amount of women that approach him is wild.
Yeah. I mean, I'm excited. I hope he's better. He looks better in person than he does in the pictures, too. I think he's cute.
Good looking dude.
I'd go on a date with Brian.
But I'm pulling for him.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
All right, so should we jump into our weekly categories?
Let's do it.
All right, Chris, hit us with a would you rather.
Would you rather get caught with notes on how to get far in The Bachelorette or have to sit inside a table for 10 hours straight? I feel like I would rather get caught and sent home than have to sit in a table and get sent home, so.
I think so, too.
I don't know. The table, yeah. He did stay, though.
He did stay. That's true. It's kind of like.
But at what
James
cost?
In the box.
He's gonna need knee replacement surgery.
Remember when James was in that box for Katie's season?
Yeah, and it worked out for him. He didn't even get meet someone on Paradise. So
I mean, I don't think he spoke to a woman on either show once, but he stuck around.
But he did meet Aaron, so it wasn't for naught.
All right. Would you rather stay for 6 episodes but get 0 airtime, or go home night 1 and get a ton of airtime?
Go home night 1, ton of airtime.
I guess go home night 1, a ton of airtime, but what happens to these people is they become like, well, the villain, but like Ryan is going to be selling notes t-shirts, and like you see this happens some seasons where the person becomes delusional based on the one night of screen time they got, because it, I mean, this is a legit 15 minutes of fame, like 5 minutes even. He's got to get in touch with your friend Brett Vargara and, you know, start writing.
Okay, Jared.
Get ghosted over DM or after a first date with no sex?
After DM.
God. Yeah, after DM.
That's the thing. Sure. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, look at the positive in this. Like, Michelle, I know the guy like kind of left you, and but like on red, but at least it wasn't like a whole night of dinner and then he just bolted. I don't know.
Well,
just...
I think the thing with Michelle, like, I don't think she would be complaining that she got ghosted by this guy in any circumstance other than now he's showing up here to be on TV.
I think you're right, and I agree with that. I just, calling it ghosted is just like, hey, I don't know. I think like these dating buzzwords get used to like play a little bit of a victim role, and you go, well, what really happened? Like she said they talked about, she literally said we DM'd about basketball. If she had said we DM'd about like going on a date and then all of a sudden he disappeared and now he's here, that changes it a little bit more for me. But I agree with you that that's why she made it into something. I do agree.
Okay. Top three. These are our personal favorites, not who we think is going to win.
Yeah.
right now, I say Rodney. I love Rodney. He's like on the thick side. He's got a lot of fucking swag to him. Pardeep, he's smart, tall, hot. Seems like somebody who could take care of me. And then Romeo, smart, tall, hot, speaks French. What is there not to love?
Right. What is there not to love?
Yeah, I think
that. Honestly, Romeo is cute.
I mean,
I'm still hoping for this for you, Chris.
I'm still hoping for this. Well, listen, if I've ever had a chance with anyone, he speaks French. You know what
the
they
French
say about
entrance.
Guys who speak French.
It's a little bit of right brain, left brain. You're an artist. He's a mathematician.
We love to see it. For me, I'm going to have to go Nate right off the bat. Nate and Joe. I do love Joe. And I hope that this whole like DM ghosting situation disappears and they like reconnect and we're all over it. And then honestly, I loved Ryan strictly for the drama just because he came on strong and wrong. And honestly, I wish I could have been there. If I was the Bachelorette and I saw those notes, I'd be like, well, actually, instead of putting Jason, I would edit his notes and be like, you got this wrong. I would probably switch this out. But
I like that you liked Ryan because, I mean, how are we so surprised? He was on a tractor shirtless. Like, who's the, that ain't a good dude. You know, that's a villain.
Yeah. And I don't know. If he needs notes, help with the notes for Paradise, which he will inevitably go on, I can help him out. We can help him out.
Yeah. I had a different direction. I had Brian, thick boy Brian, always going to support a bigger dude coming on this show amongst all of the hard bodies. Mm-hmm. He didn't get a lot of camera time, but I got to give shout out to Brian. Rodney, for the same reason as you, Chris. I just thought he liked good energy, fun, the apple, it worked. And last, Daniel, the firefighter who came in on the toy fire engine.
That was brutal.
That was so funny to me. And it played out so naturally. Like, you know, you watch Caitlin and Tayshia react to stuff and you're like, you know, they're just trying to put on an act and it just comes off so like fake. Daniel's reaction to PJ showing up in an actual fire engine made me laugh, and just the way he handled it, he's like, is he good looking? You know, just like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The way PJ played it was fantastic. I just loved the whole moment, and Daniel was great for it.
Also, I have to say, with Brian, thick boy Brian, I remember seeing a tweet yesterday. I think it was yesterday from Clay Harbor. If you guys remember Clay, football player, like he was on Paradise last season, and he goes, can we have a cast one of these days where all the guys don't have six packs and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, coming from the guy with a six pack.
Yeah. No.
Like,
no,
I was like, this is an irrelevant statement.
It's okay for him to fight for body equality just because he's hot.
No, it's true. But it's interesting to hear him be like, I wish we had more body equality. Anyways, I'm going to go do some sit-ups.
Yeah.
But also the Bachelor's version of body equality is an NFL player that is a defense person instead of an offense person. Jared, was that a correct thing that I just said?
Listen, it was unbelievable. It was like you hit it. It was like you nailed a backflip just now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hit it out of the park with that one. baseball.
Home run.
Shut up.
Three-pointer.
Pirouette. Okay. Cringiest moment. I think we all have the same one, the handhold that Ryan went for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really tough.
It was
what
one of those
thinking?
Things.
Really
tough to watch. You could tell he was like, let me just connect with her. Let me just try and, you know, I'll touch her. And it was just like, it was icky. I don't know. The way she refused it, but then he kept going for it. It was just like,
no.
It was like from that movie where he's like, "Take my strong hand." What's that movie?
Oh,
Scary Movie.
Chris Elliott. Chris Elliott's like, "Take my strong hand." The way he tried to grab him, just it was very claw-like.
It also reminded me of Ivan going in for the kiss with Kendall.
Yes.
Right after she watched her ex make out with somebody else, and she's like, "Not now." No, what?
Ain't gonna happen, dude.
No.
Okay, Kay, you're up. Tell us about Kay's weekend and how you ended up in the Us Weekly article.
I'll give like a synopsis, but I feel like I need prompts because there were so many things.
Where were you? How many goddamn music festivals can a group of people attend?
So I went to San Diego last weekend. It was my fourth music festival of the year. And I'm actually going one to this weekend as well. Because obviously I'm like EDC Vegas.
So you're going to Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas.
So we're going to have another K's weekend next weekend too.
I'm going to Vegas. Absolutely.
Okay, so... How is the group? What was the makeup of your group, and how do you enter into Bachelor Nation?
It ended up being, I was just planning on going to the festival with my friend Jess, who you guys have seen in my weekends all the time, and then our friend Chelsea. We've seen Jess. Gorgeous, blonde. She's single.
Jess has been on many a group chat that I frequent. So...
That's good to know. But it was just supposed to be us three. And so I went down to San Diego like Thursday afternoon. And then we were planning on meeting up on Friday because the festival is just Friday and Saturday. We were going to meet up with, we knew Blake was playing. Blake Hortzman was playing. James Kennedy was playing. Oh, he's a DJ.
Of course he is. Who isn't a DJ?
Yeah. Katie does 5 minutes of stand up and then brings up Blake to finish it off.
And so we knew like Hannah and Dylan, they always hang out with like Jess and everybody. So we were just going to like meet up with Dylan and Blake because Blake was playing and he was getting ready to go to rehearsal. So we were going to meet up with them at a bar.
What was he rehearsed? I can't. Sorry.
Or like a sound check or something.
I guess that's what we'll call it, rehearsal.
It's like some sort of sound check. And so we go to this place called Mavericks in San Diego, like during the day. And then all of a sudden it's like Hannah shows up, Hannah G obviously, cause Dylan's there. And then Noah and Abigail show up. And then,
why was Noah wearing a blonde wig?
So the whole story behind that was that Noah and Abigail and Thomas and Becca were going to do like themed days. And their first theme day was going to be like themed, like they were going to do like 70s. And so they brought this blonde wig. And then I think Thomas and Becca ended up changing their minds or something.
Just on their own? They were going to do themed days?
Yeah, just like for the two of them, like for the
four of them. Also, that blonde wig is not 70s. I had a lot of style notes.
And so they brought the wig. And so that was what that was about. So Thomas and Becca showed up and then Katie Thurston and John Hersey and Cassandra, who was also on Matt James' season, all showed up. And it turned into a whole lot.
Where was Blake?
Blake was there, too.
So how's the interaction with Becca and Blake? Don't they have history?
It seemed fine. Like Becca ended up going on stage with Becca and Katie. So during Blake's set, Becca and Katie ended up going on stage and like dancing on stage during Blake's set.
So is there a hierarchy? Because you say Becca and Katie went on stage. They are former bachelorettes.
It's because they were former bachelorettes.
So everyone else just like, is there, because you had a picture taken. There was a picture.
There was a group picture. It was everywhere.
And it's like, who gets the middle? Like, is there a vibe of like who is doing better or worse? Like John Hersey, like he's a kind of a tangential person at this point. Like he's not the center of the group. Like Katie's got a, you know, Katie and Becca, I would assume like eyes are on them. No.
Yeah, definitely eyes are like on Katie. I mean, anytime we walk around with anybody, it's like everybody immediately stops and is like, oh my God, like, can we get pictures with you guys? Blah, blah, blah. But everybody, I don't know. It's weird to watch everybody interact the whole time and how it all like kind of came together. And I was like, I didn't realize any of these people were going to be here. And then we take one photo that Blake posts and then it is literally all over TikTok, getting broken down. It's on Us Weekly, and I was like, just happy to be here.
So you and Brett Vergara are there.
Brett Vergara was there, yeah.
So are you guys treated like the TAs? Like, are they not doing, like, are they?
Brett Vergara is definitely not. Brett Vergara doesn't say mean things like we do.
I know.
Yeah.
I know that about Brett. You know, he's the soul of Bachelor Nation. But I would say, but are they worried that you two are the, you know, you two are the reporters? Like, are they worried that you guys are going to, is there things that are, do you get that vibe that like maybe they're holding back from you?
I don't think so, because they, like, I would record things or I'd post things on my story and nobody would say anything. I'm obviously not getting anything, like, if they're doing anything weird. I mean, I'm not going to talk about their obviously like personal conversations or this or that, but anything that anybody can see, that's what it is. And I think Brett and I have both, especially, like, Brett always says nice things, but I've been around for long enough and know enough people, like, nobody would be let me around or in their circle, sure, or let me hang out with them if they thought I was some sort of like villain. Though Thomas and I did have a heart to heart, which was nice, because we, you know, we met and immediately in my head, I'm like, oh fuck. I was like, I've talked ample shit about this dude. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to introduce myself, because there's no reason to, like, I don't know him as a person.
You're talking about him on the show. You're talking about a painting of him, not an actual, you know.
Exactly.
It's a version, you know.
I introduced myself and at the beginning, and then later on that night, I think I came up to him and like said something, and he was like, hey, just want to like get this out there. You talk a lot of shit. And I was like, I know. And he was like, I listen to your podcast. Thomas listens every week. He's like, I'm a fan of your podcast. And, you know, it sucks to hear when like you listen to a podcast and you actually like it and they talk shit about you. I was like, I hear you. And he was like, I'm telling you right now, just because I feel like I need to. And I'm like, no, I'm like, I talk a lot of shit. You are fully allowed to say what you want to say to me.
If Thomas is listening right now, we found a whole new group of guys to talk shit about, and it's all with love. We talk shit with love, and it's never personal to the person.
Yeah, but amen. It's all good, and we had the best time, and Becca is fucking amazing. I thought she was going to be so much taller. Becca and I followed each other since Ari's season, and
she looks tall.
Yes. Becca and I are easily eye to eye. I'm 5'4", 5'5".
That doesn't surprise me at all. I did not see Becca as a tall woman.
Oh my God. I thought she was
I thought she was like 6'7".
Yes. She gives me very much tall girl energy, and her and I are the same height. And I was like, wow, that's insane, because I had this whole image of her being way taller.
Is everyone drinking tequila? What's the drink of choice? Tequila.
Everybody always drinks tequila. And then there were like a lot of these seltzers, but there wasn't a lot of tequila there. It was a much smaller festival than the usual ones. Like, it was much, much smaller. Like, we were able to sneak everybody in and out with everybody's like high passes, because a lot of them had like all access passes, but some of us only had GA or VIP, and we were switching them around so everybody could get into the VIP area. So that was really nice. That way we could all hang out. And there was like a group of like 20 of us.
Listen, we loved it. I kept up on social
media. It was fun.
We enjoyed watching from afar, and we're happy to get the inside scoop here.
I know. it was a good time. Unexpected, but definitely a good time. And now we have Vegas next weekend, or this coming weekend. And who knows where
I can't wait to hear all about Vegas. I'm sure that'll be a giant mess.
I'm going with my longtime friend Drew Carey.
LOL.
Oh my God. We
have to say, we cannot possibly get into Drew Carey right now.
let's who won the week?
I'm saying Michelle. She did amazing. Icon, legend, star.
Honestly, Tayshia in that black sequin dress during the rose ceremony, she has no business looking that good when it's not her season of The Bachelorette.
Cut out in the middle. I noticed it too.
Stunning.
Yeah.
And then Nate. I thought Nate obviously got all the first kiss, the rose. immediately handsome. We love.
I'm with Chris. I got Michelle and also Ryan's note taker. I mean, whoever took those notes, quite a job they did. That is more in depth than I've ever been for anything in my life.
I know. What a feature.
Amazing.
Okay, guys. Well, we will be back next week. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You are subscribing to our weekly newsletter called The Bachelor Breakdown at betches.co/Bachelor Breakdown. And you can follow me at K York City.
Me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Freed.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
Betches.